friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Abel and Anthony. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so that you don't miss a single one of our stories that come out every day, Monday through Saturday. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. One day, Abel and his friend Anthony were playing at the park with a whole bunch of other kids from their neighborhood. And it was not going well. Everyone was calling each other really mean names and being mean to each other. And has that ever happened to you before? Yeah, me too. Where if I'm playing with some friends or some other kids that aren't really friends yet, but yeah, sometimes kids can be really mean. And that's exactly what was happening. And then all of a sudden, it started to rain and it was time to go home. It was probably a good thing that it started raining because nobody was being nice to each other and it was time for that to end. So Abel and his friend Anthony both went home. Running home in the rain is pretty crazy because when it rains really fast, it makes those ginormous puddles in the street that you have to either jump over or jump in, and it can get a little crazy and messy. Well, by the time Abel and Anthony got home to their homes, they were both completely soaked and needed a bath. Abel and Anthony both took a bath before bed and went to sleep. The next morning, the rain had stopped, and Abel wanted to play with Anthony again, so he called him up and said, "Anthony, want to go to the park again? I bet those mean kids aren't there anymore, so did it stop raining by you?" Anthony looked out his window. "Yep, the rain's done. Let's do it." Abel and Anthony both got their stuff ready and then ran towards the park. They both lived in the same neighborhood, so it didn't take them long to get there. When they got to the park, they noticed something strange. "Abel, have you ever seen that plant before?" "No," said Abel. "It's very strange looking. What they were looking at was a plant that had suddenly, overnight, grown in the middle of the park, and it was getting bigger and bigger every second. Have you ever seen a plant grow before?" "Yeah, me neither. But this was the first time that Abel and Anthony had seen something like this before, and it was pretty remarkable. Every second that moved by, the plant wiggled and grew taller and taller, and pretty soon it was taller than Abel and Anthony." "Hold on a second, that plant wasn't even there yesterday, and all of a sudden it's taller than them?" "Something strange is going on here." Abel and Anthony started to play. They didn't, you know, it was just a plant, right? So they thought. And as they were running around playing, every second that went by, tick-tock, tick-tock, the plant grew taller. And all of a sudden, "All right, Abel, let's play tag. You're it." Anthony ran away and tripped over something on the ground. Ouch! It was a root from that plant that all of a sudden grabbed onto his foot. "Abel, help!" Abel came running as he saw his friend get grabbed by that plant. The plant had come alive. Not only was it growing bigger and bigger, but it had now grown a ginormous mouth. Its leaves had formed together to form some kind of very sharp chomping mouth, and its roots were like feet and hands that were grabbing on to Anthony. "Anthony, I'm coming!" shouted Abel.
He ran as fast as he could and dove towards his friend Anthony, grabbed onto his hands and pulled him out just in time before the plant chomped onto Anthony's feet. Holy smokes! What in the world? They ran to the other side of the park, far enough out of reach of the plant, for now at least. Well, I don't know, Abel. This is super strange. I've never seen a real plant like this before. Only one in like stories. How do you think it keeps getting bigger? I don't know. Let's try and chop it. Abel ran over and grabbed a really sharp stick. And he had an idea. Maybe we could chop it down and that would kill that evil plant from growing. So they found a sharp stick and started swinging it at that tall, tall plant. It's working! Go, go, go! Abel kept swinging the stick back and forth, cutting the plant down shorter and shorter. Whew! All right. Looks like we did it. Abel had cut that plant down all the way to the ground. He turned around and gave his friend Anthony a high five. As they were walking away from the where the plant used to be, they heard a sound. As they turned back around, the plant was back! It had grown back, bigger, fatter, and taller than before. It's like by cutting it down, it made it even stronger and it came back bigger. It is now over 10 feet tall. Anthony, this is a problem. We gotta run! Abel and Anthony both started running as fast as they could, and they made it to a tunnel on the other side of the park. This would definitely keep them safe. Abel, wow, I'm so proud of you. You were so brave. You're way braver than me with that stick. I don't know if I could have done that, but good job. And all of a sudden, the plant, it looked like it started to melt. It was in pain, and it was dying. Whoa! Abel, how'd that happen? Anthony and Abel both couldn't understand what was going on. But it's like as soon as Anthony started telling Abel that he was proud of him and saying nice things, the plant started to die. Whoa, hold on a second. I've heard of things like this. In a story I read, there's a legend of a plant that grows with every time that you say mean things. And last night, remember all those kids that were here? They were saying a ton of mean things to people. And I think it gave this plant energy. And now we need to encourage each other. Hurry, we gotta spread the word so everyone can start saying kind things to each other. Go, go, go! Abel and Anthony started running around the neighborhood, telling all the neighbors about the emergency. The emergency about this ginormous plant that was trying to take over the world, one mean thing at a time. The plant was still growing, but now not as fast, ever since Anthony said that nice thing to Abel. Well, now the plant was getting angrier and angrier because I think it figured out that these two boys had figured out how to stop it. It started chomping and chomping, and it picked up its root feet and started to run around the neighborhood trying to stop this encouraging news from spreading. Hurry, guys! We gotta encourage each other! Go, 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 go! And one after another, all the kids in the neighborhood started saying kind things to each other. Hey, you're pretty good at baseball. Did you know that you are the best digger that I know? Another kid said, wow, I really like playing tag with you last night. You were super fast. Could you be on my team next time? Each and every time a kid said another encouraging thing to each other, the plant started to melt. It was like, it felt like lava to that plant every time it heard a nice thing that someone said. And pretty soon, the news spread like wildfire, and the whole neighborhood started encouraging each other, and the plant couldn't take it anymore. And finally died. Hooray!
Abel and Anthony have saved the neighborhood and probably saved the world. Because did you know there's a lot of people that say really mean things to each other? Yeah, and it's our job to say encouraging things to our friends to stop those evil plants from growing. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I hope you find someone to say a nice thing to. I'll see you later. Bye. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Sydney and Clara from Bozeman, Montana, Carla from Columbus, Ohio, Lonnie from Scranton, Pennsylvania, Herman from Toronto, Canada, Maya from Boston, Porter from Imperial Beach, California, and Quinn from a magical bog in Ontario, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Yes, you. All right, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure.